It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Almost a year to the day since it was suspended, Floyd County supervisors have set a date to resume the third reading of the county's ordinance regulating the construction of wind energy systems. At the start of an ordinance public hearing on October 29, 2024, then-Supervisor Jim Jorgensen motioned to table the third reading of the ordinance on the advice of County Attorney Todd Pritchard and Des Moines Attorney Thomas Revely. Amendments proposed by Jorgensen and Supervisor Dennis Kiefer, who has since passed away, included limiting wind turbines to 70 total in the county, including 50 already operated by MidAmerican Energy, which then-Supervisor Mark Kuhn said would put the county in danger of litigation by the wind companies if approved. At the time, supervisors voted to delay the reading for up to 45 days. Fast forward almost a year, all three of the supervisors initially involved are no longer in office, and the three current supervisors are finally ready to resume the process. During their meeting Tuesday, supervisors discussed a date and guidelines for continuation of the third reading, with Supervisor Gloria Carr initially lobbying for restrictions on public comments in the wake of previous proceedings that went until almost midnight.
I would like to have that kind of reduced to if anyone has anything new to share, something that we haven't heard before, if that would be a feasible thing to do so that we can streamline that somewhat, because we have all the comments from past, and there, to me, there's no need to revisit some of those unless you all think otherwise.
Jorgensen asked how they would monitor old versus new information.
I think you had a tough time determining who's going to say that's old information, that's new. Well, listen to this, this is new. How's that going to be handled? Plus, we have brand new supervisors. I know you were here for all of it. I know Boyd was attending. I don't remember if Frank was or not.
I was sitting beside Boyd.
Okay. So, you know, I just wonder how you're going to balance that.
Board Chair Boyd Campbell, who served on the mediation team formed to find compromises for the wind ordinance, argued that new information is vast.
And as far as new information, I think there's a lot. So I don't want to stifle the public comment time, because since we've done that, I've been through mediation, and there's a lot of changes in all of the ordinances, you know, that were associated with that. So that'll take some time, you know, to get, I think, through that. So I wouldn't regard, you know, that as being old. I mean, it's a lot of new stuff.
Stipulations on old versus new comments were eventually dropped, with supervisors agreeing to set the date to resume the third reading of the wind ordinance to 6 p.m. December 2nd at the Schwartz Rock Community Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he's encouraged by the trade deals President Trump is making during his Asian tour, but it's still unclear if there will be an agreement reached with China to buy American products, especially soybeans. China had been the biggest customer of that crop, but halted all purchases earlier this year in retaliation for Trump's tariffs. Floyd County farmer Gordon Bogey says producers just want a market to sell their goods.
We don't want a government handout. We want a market. And the problem is that we have lost most of our export markets, and everybody knows we can produce more than we can use ourselves. So we've lost most of our export markets.
Bogey says farmers are paying the price on the other end as well.
We buy a lot of fertilizer and ag chemicals from third world countries in Canada and Mexico and that, and they're raising their price to us terrible. So the economic downfall is we're selling for less and paying more for what we're getting in. And how long can you operate like that?
Grassley says it would still give a great morale boost to farmers if they knew that China is going to be back in the market for our soybeans. Now, exactly when those first soybeans start flowing to China, I can't give you a date on that. Grassley added he couldn't say if a deal with the Chinese this late in the year would be too little too late for Iowa soybean growers. A few weeks ago, the president talked about offering farmers impacted by retaliatory tariffs several billion dollars in relief, but that potential aid package is on hold due to the federal government shutdown. The road paving process of micro-surfacing in the Charles City area has drawn the attention of Floyd County officials.
I had someone that reached out to me about the poor conditions of the new blacktopping on the Avenue of Saints. Is there anything the county can do? And I said, it's not our project, unfortunately.
That's Supervisor Gloria Carr at Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting addressing the issue with County Engineer Adam Miller, who says he's also heard the complaints but also advised patience for the surface to improve. Pete Helmstead with the Iowa DOT's Mason City District Office explained to KCHA KCZE earlier this month micro-surfacing's rough impact on the road.
That's
what a microsurfacing project is when it is first completed. Give it a winter with the snowplow blades and traffic going over it, and it will be a lot smoother. It's not going to be like a newly resurfaced asphalt road, but it will be a lot smoother.
Helmstead added that microsurfacing is not new.
People have probably been driving, well, I guarantee you they've been driving on microsurfacing projects for years, and they just haven't realized it because it's gone through a winter, and it's gone through the snowplow blades and traffic smoothing it out. But yes, it will be much quieter once the winter is over.
The microsurface stretch of Highway 218 runs from the Highway 14 intersection to about 5 miles southeast of Charles City. One of two Charles City men accused of trying to run vehicles off the road earlier this year will take a plea deal, while the other suspect will go to trial on almost 10 charges. Charles City police arrested 48-year-old Adam Furch and 19-year-old Charles Williams following a series of alleged incidents that occurred March 16th. Furch is facing 9 counts of assault with intent to inflict serious injury, all aggravated misdemeanors, with Williams facing 2 counts. Criminal complaints accuse Furch of operating a Toyota Tundra that attempted to run the victim's vehicles off the road, either by driving up alongside and veering toward the other vehicle and or approaching them head-on. Victims said their vehicles were almost forced into the ditch and were cut off when they attempted to turn around and return to town. Williams allegedly drove in similar fashion with his GMC Yukon. Incidents occurred in the 2200 and 2300 blocks of Shadow Avenue near the intersection of 18th Street and South Grand Avenue in Charles City and the 2100 block of Old Highway Road. In May, Furch entered a not guilty plea, but in July, a plea hearing was set for September 5th in Floyd County District Court. However, the proceeding was canceled and his trial is back on for November 20th, when Furch will also face trial for assaulting a victim and for interference with official acts causing bodily injury to a Charles City police officer, also on March 16th. On Friday, Williams agreed to plead guilty to one of the two charges, and his sentencing date is set for December 5th. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.